listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy.
Welcome to another episode of Andy Land Radio. I am your host, Andrew Willis, and tonight is your night. It is Wednesday, so get ready to party, hang out, chill, and meet some of my friends. Let's all get together, shall we? On tonight's show, we have guest Laverne in studio with special guest Ben De La Cram, with music by B-Boys, Ty Siegel, Habibi, TV Party, Kuko, and Post Malone. So get ready to party, get up, get down. This is Andy Land Radio.
We asked you to describe Andrew Willis, and you answered. He's a a liberal f-tard, sassy, oh, and gay as f. But wait, there's more.
Okay, that's enough.
Making you feel smarter and happier. Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on andylandradio.com.
Life Lessons with Liam and Benny. Available on YouTube and andylandradio.com.
Andy Land Radio is now on Giphy. Search a wide variety of stickers to make your posts smarter and happier.
Search now using the phrase Andy Land.
Disconnected.
show. Welcome to the show. I'm Andrew Willis, and this is Andyland Radio. I'm here in the studio with my lovely friends, Laverne. I love you boys so much. You're incredible.
We love you too, Andy. And thank you.
Thank you for being here, Furby, Jeff, and Max. In no particular order.
The gang.
Although you guys got the booze, so Furby and Jeff, I love you a lot.
Hey.
Thanks for coming here. Now, what are you drinking, Furby? You have a vodka soda drink?
Yeah, it's a muddler.
Are you going for like low-cal or what? Like, what's the choice?
I'm just trying to not have sugars. Refined sugars if I can avoid
it. Are you trying not to live life and have a good time?
Yes. I'm trying to not live life. I'm also a vegetarian.
Yeah. Well, these lips that I've seen a lot, and I've seen a lot of things you boys haven't seen in its lifetime. These lips are drinking some growers, cider. Clementine pineapple. And there's a big hair attached to it. My beverage.
It's probably mine.
You know what it is.
It definitely
is. My, Furby. Ooh. Furby Furball.
I'm contagious.
Love it. New nickname for you, baby. Thank you for the pineapple clementine. I like saying clementine.
Yeah, no, it sounds very southern.
Yeah, it's
like
super southern.
Very like, I don't
South
know.
Carolina.
Yeah,
something.
No, yeah. Like a streetcar, like Stella.
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 Stella. Now, I didn't come here to sit and talk about booze, although I love drinking with you boys. I do want to talk about your music. You have this album, Yarrow. Evil Thoughts, it's a good single. We're going to be playing the next on the show, and you have a music video for Evil Thoughts. Now, I want to ask you a few things. So let's get first into the music video. Max, you're in the music video the most. You're the only person on music video, aren't you?
They're in it as well. They're wearing masks.
Wearing creepy masks.
Yeah,
masks.
Yeah.
In the background.
Furby was very hungover that day.
Yeah. Incredibly hungover. So I threw up at 5 p.m.
So what's the idea behind the mask? Who came up with this creative direction?
It was all Zachary Lacoste. He's like,
is he
a close
cute?
Friend.
Is he a skateboarder?
I mean, like a skateboarding aesthetic.
Does he work in the warehouse with you?
He does work in the warehouse with me.
I love him. We're not going to say who you work for.
Yeah, no, we're going to, let's just say it's a zany warehouse.
I gave them a bad review because their men's clothes, I don't know if you know someone.
I do not look at the reviews.
I wrote a 0 out of 0 review on Google reviews.
You're single-handedly bringing them down,
Andy.
Well,
no, because they're expensive. It's like a sales section for men. It's like $50 for some Fakati t-shirt no one's ever heard of.
Okay, here's the thing, Andy.
$5 off.
When you have to employ children in Bangladesh to make that t-shirt,
then you can charge a lot less.
No. It's the effort that counts.
I forgot. They're employing children from East Vancouver. I have really hip taste, so you got to pay them a lot of money, a living wage. I don't care. I want cheap clothes. Now look, here's the deal. You have this album, Yarrow. You're from Yarrow, which is the middle of nowhere.
It is.
In the valley. Max.
Yes.
Fun Max. It's a chill place,
isn't it? It's a chill place. It wasn't like the best place to... I mean, it's like a... it's not the best place to grow up, but in a way, like it takes like 5 minutes to drive through, and there are like 4 churches, a huge Mennonite
Are you Mennonite?
Community. No.
Okay, are you like forced, because you run a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you learn how to run because you're in the middle of nowhere and you have to
run
everywhere?
I think so, yeah. I started running as like a teenager before. And it's like a very romantic, like a place to be, like mountains over, and it's
Jeff,
dark all the time.
Is this true?
I don't think Jeff's ever been.
Jeff, have you gone on a run with Max? Cause I see all these posts. First of all, you're like a Kitsilano mom.
Oh yeah.
Mm. That you post yourself.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's
unreal.
Yeah. No, me and the kids' moms have a lot in common.
Yeah.
It's the way we live our life.
They like to run.
I get
they
salads
like
all the time. I post about my salads. Hashtag goals.
One time Max was going to run outside my house, like the marathon one right by my house. I was like, oh, I'll come out and I'll cheer on off a shitty sign for you.
Yeah.
And then it was at 7 a.m. So
now,
I didn't go.
I want to talk about chill people. Because Anastasia, does that name ring a bell for
that
you?
It's my mother's name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't work out, but we tried calling her before the show.
That's why
I tried getting your phone from you, so I could find her phone number. And
she was.
I called her. She's probably sleeping.
Yeah. She's you know what? She's at dance class right now. Yeah.
When her capizzi is on.
I imagine so. she's like I'm part of a jazz combo. I don't know. I'm sorry, Mom. I don't know.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Anderson. I'm sorry. I was trying to get her to call. Yeah. Now, here's the deal. chill. I want to play a little bit of a game with you.
Yes.
I think it could be a lot of fun because people would say you're a really chill person.
People who don't know me.
Boys, let's play this little game here. I like to call it
Maximum Chillage.
Maximum Chillage. It's Maximum Chillage with you, Max. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions. It's like in a game of either or. So I'm going to ask you which of one of these is the most chill,
yeah,
in your opinion. Okay, ready? Are you ready to play Maximum Chillage?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm chilled out.
All right, here we go. Smoking weed all night. No. All night with Woody Harrelson, or what's more maximum chillage? Smoking weed all night with Woody Nelson.
I would do Harrelson. I don't think he smokes weed anymore, though. I watched like a Jimmy Kimmel interview, yeah, but Willie Nelson would have a lot of stories. You know Willie Nelson. I'm gonna go Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds
That'd
good.
Be a chill fucking.
Yeah, it would
jam.
Be a chill time. Oh, he's a cool guy.
It's classic.
All right, there you go. Maximum Chillage. I just love the sound effect. Yeah. Okay,
I love it.
Having the ghost of Biggie Smalls vape clouds on you, or vape clouds on Biggie Smalls.
Vape clouds on Biggie Smalls. 100%.
You'd have to have a big long.
Totally. I think it's like
no,
they
do, the
they
right
diffuse. They diffuse. I feel like there are tons of huge
clouds.
You would
clouds. Need a lot of lungs for Biggie Smalls. He's a big man.
No,
is
but
it
is
the ghost of Biggie
wide?
Smalls blowing clouds on you, though? Because that would be sick, having
that
a float.
That would be
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, he floats in
no
at night.
No need for a smoke machine. You're playing a show, just clouds coming out behind you?
We're
like,
a
what?
Vape band.
Why not? All right, next round.
It gets better.
It does. It
every
does.
Time.
Every time. Eat macaroni in a bathtub with Eric Andre on LSD, or take a bath with Margot Robbie.
Oh man, probably Eric Andre.
Yeah. Eric Andre.
Acid terrifies me. Yeah,
he's
I'm
chill.
A like. And also, it's like, have you ever seen Suicide Squad?
No.
You should because it's terrible. And Margot Robbie's in that. Move on. Sorry.
Well, no. I'm just curious. First of all, LSD would terrify me.
I've never done LSD. I'm too fragile, both emotionally.
Yo, but
and psychologically.
I feel like Eric Andre's done LSD before, so he would be able to.
He
like,
would
chill you
he
out.
Would he would mess with
the
you.
Worst
though.
Coach.
He would mess with
ever,
you.
Though.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Depends the energy.
Yeah.
All right.
Maximum Chillage.
Would you rather have John Mayer whisper, "Your body is a wonderland," while Channing Tatum massages you, or have James Franco give you a scalp massage while watching Dave Franco play Black Ops?
I would definitely do the Channing Tatum John Mayer combo.
Yeah.
Do I need to go into my explanation or rationale?
Go for it.
I don't know if I need to. With Magic Mike, amazing like combo movies. Soderbergh's a genius. Soderbergh's my man. Shout out to Soderbergh.
All right, there you go. Boys, what do you say? What are you into? Dave Franco playing Black Ops, you're watching him, and you got James Franco with all of his perviness giving you a scalp massage?
Definitely the Francos.
Really?
Yeah.
There's nothing bad in the Channing Tatum combo.
John Mayer.
John Mayer's not, like, he's kind of sticky, but he's not, like, a bad person.
He's the one whispering, not massaging.
Yeah, no, and Channing Tatum's, like, great.
Yeah.
I would have to say the back massage, just because back
scalp
massages
massage.
Are...
Yeah, think of the width of those hands, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
Big guy. We're going to be playing your song Evil Thoughts next on the show. You like that song? It's a good song?
Yeah, it's
play
cool.
Play the lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
It slaps.
Yeah, I don't know if it slaps.
Where are you guys playing next? You guys have a show November
16th. We have two shows.
Movies.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and, no, you go for it.
November 23rd, you can catch our lovely friends at the Astoria. Good band, good people. We love them very much. Yeah. Up next on the show, we have Laverne, Evil Thoughts on Andyland Radio.
Stay tuned. Up next, Hang 10 with Andy, followed by news and new music. It's all happening live from Studio A.
I really get those. We'll say it again. She gotta know something, something. She wants to be my friend. And I get around thinking that it moves in circles. Oh, look, my cousin looks like something from Urkel. Cause I get those. Well, yes, I do. I really get those evil thoughts. I really get those. Well, yes, I do. I really get those evil thoughts. Then I find out. Mm-hmm.
sort of veterinarian's table. Well, she told me about Aesop's fables, and I know I'll come about it, but I don't need a table. I'll break bread like a Cain and Abel, 'cause I get those. Well, yes, I do. I really get those evil thoughts. I really get those. Well, yes, I do. I really get those evil thoughts. And then I find out.
Our next guest was a contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race. Welcome to the show, Ben de la Cram.
Hi, Andrew. It's Ben. I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing damn good. I'm doing even better. Yes. Season 6, you did a little bit of stand-up action in episode 8.
Oh, God.
Okay,
of all the episodes to bring up.
I know. Do you feel like that episode was maybe cut to make you look bad, or were you just, like, really bad at stand-up?
It was both. It was definitely, you know, that whole thing where, they like, you know, 'cause it was the people in the audience were like from the old folks home or whatever. And they gave them props to look bored. Like they gave them knitting needles and stuff so that they would look bored, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, the thing was definitely cut in a certain way, but the reality was that, you know, it was the episode right after the episode where I was, like, fake eliminated, you know, they were going to eliminate me. And I think they were, you know, largely trying to throw me off during that thing. And so you have to remember that even though you're watching it a week later, that was the day before, you know, so it's like getting up and doing stand up right after that is, like, not the easiest.
Sure.
But also, you know, it's like, but since then, it's, you know, the amount of experience you have post Drag Race is wild.
So for sure. So inform people, inform America, and the world for that matter. Not that my reach is that big, but you never know. I try. Inform people, listeners, who is Ben de la Cram? How does America know you?
Yeah, well, Ben de la Cram is my drag persona, and I've been working in the field for almost 17 years now.
So he started when he was 2.
Yeah, exactly. So I've, you know, been performing for a long time and doing theater for a long time, but, you know, most of the world got exposed to me, or I was exposed, when I was on season 6 of Drag Race.
Yeah.
Which was, God, I don't know, 6 years ago now, I think, was my initial stint.
Yeah. Isn't that so interesting? Like, I remember when Drag Race first came out, and did you start watching the very first season, like when it came out, or did you kind of catch up on it a few years later?
I'd seen like little snippets of the first couple seasons.
It was atrocious. If you look at it, it was like Anna Nicole Smith style, like early reality television. The production was like really low. Like it was
But I mean, I think that part was almost one of the more appealing aspects to me, because that's like what drag is to me, right?
Exactly.
It's about like making something out of nothing. But, you know, the early seasons, I kind of was, you know, it felt very, from not watching it from a distance, I was like, oh, this is like a different drag world than my drag world.
Sure.
It was like, you know, it was more pageant queens, and it was very fashion show back then and less performance based in those first few seasons.
Yeah.
But I got caught up in season 4. It was when Sharon Needles was first announced, and I was like, oh, this is a queen that seems more from the world I'm in, and that's when I got hooked.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So for people who don't know, in the world of drag, there's the pageant queen or the throwback queen, or, you know, typically it's an older queen. They're really into the big, full glamour looks, the big Cher moments, you know, bugle beads, sequins, the works, like full Vegas headdress. And then you have what I would say, the Adora Delanos, the Sharon Needles, and I don't know, what other queens can you throw into the mix? The queens who are still very avant-garde, or they are avant-garde, but they're not as regal, you know.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's so hard to define.
They're regal in a new way. Like, it's very new. It's fresh. You know what I mean? It's not like they're still wearing crazy gowns, and their look is so on point. Their face is beat to death, but it's less female presenting. It's less typical. Like, it's less, you know what I mean? It's not as they would say. It's a little more. Yeah, it's a little more refined.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's just, you know, there are these various traditions of drag that drag comes out of, right?
Sure.
So there's like the pageant system, which happens all over the country, but
right.
is also, you know, really specific. And that's a very specific look. And I think that's kind of what you're, you know, alluding to in the sort of this traditional look. And then, you know, and then there's all these other, I mean, I think Sharon comes much more out of sort of like a bar.
Or like Jinx.
That's more punk rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, a similar backstory with Adore, but then there's also the queens who come more out of a camp tradition, which is, like, its own different look. So there's, like, so many worlds of that. There's the club kid tradition, which is its own thing, which sort of Milk represented on season 6 as well.
Yeah. Stop for a sec. We're going to do a pickup. 10 minutes, 5 seconds. So tell me more about, like, so if you were to describe the world of drag and really the subgenres of it, what would it be? Pause. Pick up 10 minutes, 20 seconds. So I think this is why that someone like, say, Sharon Needles comes onto the scene and really changes how drag is really presented on RuPaul's Drag Race. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think Sharon was the first one. You know, I mean, there have been queens like Sharon for a long time,
yeah.
but it was the first time that RuPaul's casting decided they were going to widen the net. And so I think that her representation on that show was when America at large started to realize that drag is more than one thing.
Do you think this has to do with presenting drag to America and American audiences, or just, you know, middle of the road audiences in general?
In terms of how they broadened the scope.
Like, let's show them, you know, a pageant queen, something that people can kind of wrap their minds around. And then let's show them the, like, you know, it could be the dumpster queen. It could be, like, you know, the queen with the hair, beard, you know, like, let's then go into other subgenres, subspecies of drag. Now that America is climatized to drag
I think it just makes for good TV. I think season 4 was kind of the, I mean, that was the taking off point for Drag Race. That's when they really solidified their formula, mm-hmm. right? They had, you know, they had Sharon as the underdog. They had Fifi as the villain. They had Latrice as the mother figure.
I love Latrice.
Yeah, I mean, she's amazing. Yeah. And I think, I mean, all those girls are, but they, you know, it was really, I think drawing from those different camps of drag is just part of what gives the cast, like, its fuller feel that makes, I mean, that's just like, you know, people love an array of characters. And I think drawing from those worlds is how you do that. So in that sense, yes, I think it was a choice about how to broaden the audience. But I think it's more about having sort of really different personalities kind of playing against each other.
Sure. Darian Lake and you, there is an issue with that. And that blew things up for audiences and really showed how much people really connected with you as a performer and believe that you deserve to go further than you did. Do you want to kind of describe that in your own words, sort of what happened?
Well, you know, I mean, there was sort of a storyline within season 6 about Darian and I having some big rivalry.
Yeah.
You know, the reality of that is that there were moments of tension on set, and then, you know, you splice it together and put some sound effects behind it, and it's bigger than it is.
Right.
But, you know, certainly the fandom, the viewership got really wrapped up in that thing.
You were eliminated and Darian wasn't.
Yeah, so the producers pitted us against each other twice in the lip sync for your life mm-hmm. scenario. And so it became this kind of like ongoing rivalry. So yeah, Darian wound up sending me home on that second lip sync, and people responded with great, you know, like really extremely, which was great. I mean, I got this outpouring of love, which was really wonderful, and it was really vindicating. And then, you know, the other end of it, of course, is that social media can be absolutely horrible, and the things that people were saying and doing to Darian were fully
undeserving, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it-
this is Ben LaCreme, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
If you want to hear more interviews just like the one you heard, visit andylandradio.com. They're 100% there, and they're 100% free. And if you want to feel smarter and happier, listen to Andyland Radio with me, Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on andylandradio.com.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Get ready to grip the sheets and bite the pillow. Andy's topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
Next on Andyland Radio.
The pillow. Andy's topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Andrew Willis, and this is Andyland Radio. We're here in studio with my lovely friends, Laverne. Hello, boys. How are you?
What's up?
So this is the news segment. We like to talk about all things fun and friendly. And first thing I want to talk to you about is we were talking about dental and teeth and stuff
yeah.
in the break. It was kind of weird. Apparently, Max, you are like the king of bad sleep patterns.
No,
what do you do?
It's more that like I sleepwalk. I have like sleep terrors.
Yeah.
I scream a lot in my sleep. I've fallen from bed before. It's scary.
You know who has a lot of scary stuff in their dreams?
Who?
In their sleep? It's my lovely friend. It's my beautiful friend. And when she's calling to the station, hello, Emily Bronstein. Emily. There you go. Where are you? Talking really quiet.
I'm not.
Speak up, baby. Am I on speaker? Get me off of speaker. Emily, what are you doing? Are you masturbating again?
No. I'm not.
I know you are. You're touching yourself with that weird.
Should we be here for this?
I don't know. Maybe. Emily, what's going on with you?
So my volume is down.
Okay, well, turn your volume up. I got a news segment to do. Look, you got a lot of horror stories in the middle of the night. You know this because I call you screaming at 2 a.m. I'm always on a tear, always angry about something.
Sure.
Yeah. Emily, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. It was fun. I went to a friend's house.
Yeah.
A little Thanksgiving.
You looked really hot.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Looking good, keeping in shape. I like that little short skirt you're wearing.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. You're really stepping out these days.
Should we be here for this?
I don't know. Of course you should.
Yeah, use that one.
A lot of fun. I don't know. Boys, what did you do for Thanksgiving?
I went to two Thanksgiving dinners,
yeah.
both familial. My grandma told me that in England, when women used to give birth, they would pull their teeth, all of them. She said her mother didn't have teeth from the age of 23 onwards. So
is this true?
This is true. And she also told me that before going out on dates, this would be in like England in the late 40s.
Weird.
Her mom would used to yell from the second story, "Be sure to put a hand on your half penny."
Maximum chillage.
Sounds scary.
It's terrifying. Weird.
Sounds terrible. Emily, were you listening to the Maximum Chillage segment?
Yes, I was. It was funny.
You know, what did you think? You know what one of the questions was that I never got to?
I heard it.
No, you didn't hear it because I didn't read. Emily, are you drunk? You're drunk.
No, I'm not.
I'm a little drunk. I'm not going to lie. Look.
I had a cider. That's not true.
Should we be here?
Yeah, of course you should. I got a lot of ciders. Look, Emily, I have a question just for you.
Okay.
What do you think is more chill? And this is one that didn't make it to air, but we're going to do it for you. Take an Ativan and fall asleep on Christina Hendricks' breasts, or take Molly and make out with Christina Hendricks?
Oh, my.
Maximum chillage.
Emily?
I'm kind of scared of anything outside of weed, so I'm going to go with Ativan and fall asleep on Christina Hendricks' breasts.
She's well, what about smoke a little weed and make out with Christina Hendricks?
Absolutely.
She's got great lips. I'd do it. I mean, geez.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah. All right. You're going to have to clear that with Evan, though. I know your boyfriend doesn't want his duchess going out there making out with anybody.
He's fine.
Was he upset with you wearing that skirt out? It was pretty short.
No, he loved it. Pretty much loved it.
Of course he did. Want to have a threesome. You know, wouldn't that be so weird if you guys went out for dinner and like a Thanksgiving dinner, you just go up to someone's place and someone tries to swing a threesome with you?
I mean, gosh, I don't know.
It's a Christopher Columbus move.
Hippity hoppity, your body is my property. All right. Well, Emily, did you eat a lot of turkey?
I had a little bit of turkey.
Yeah.
Nice.
Doing jazzercise?
No.
Is that part of Thanksgiving normally?
What the pilgrims
did? Yeah. Pilgrims did jazzercise.
Jesus. Boys, what did you do? Furby, what did you get up to this Thanksgiving?
My parents were out of town.
So and you didn't have a party.
You got lit?
I mean, I got lit.
Oh.
But there wasn't a party.
That's what I'm talking about.
Maximum chillage.
Yes!
Actually, straight up, maximum chillage.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that sounds nice.
Furby, what did you do?
This is Jeff.
Sorry, Jeff. Emily, I kid you not. I had a couple ciders. I'm not going to lie. I don't know who's taking the wheel right now.
He's also Furby, and that's also Furby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're all Furby. Furby. Furb Nation.
Furb Nation.
Furb Nation.
Love it. Jeff, what did you do?
I did have turkey. I went to White Rock. That was exciting.
I thought you were going to say White Spot.
White Spot. I got a turkey club. They know me. They know me.
They just do it good. They got the right sauce.
They got the right sauce. Okay, question, Jeff. I'm taking over, Andy. It's my show now.
Go for it.
Play the maximum chillage thing.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Maximum chillage.
Does turkey make you fart, bro?
Yes.
Maximum chillage.
Emily, you know what I did for Thanksgiving. I spent it alone.
I know. Well, I invited you to the dinner.
So. Yeah, I wanted to go, but the guy who was hosting it wasn't a homosexual, so I wasn't interested. I had needs. I had needs that night. They weren't going to be met there. Unless you and I did Ativan and hung out with Christina Hendricks. Was Christina Hendricks there?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Is it really a Thanksgiving?
If Christina Hendricks
she's
is there.
Not there.
Well, all turkey.
The yeah.
All this way and for this?
that's what Christopher Columbus said. Do you have any fun facts, Emily, to make us feel a little smart about Thanksgiving?
What did I look up? 15 facts about turkeys.
15 facts about turkey. That's all you could. Thank you. Wow. You really, you know.
I haven't even said what they are yet.
Going broad on them. Okay, well, what are they?
I am abroad. Female turkeys don't gobble.
Female turkeys don't do what?
They don't gobble. So there you go.
Well, they I was going to say they sure do in real life, but that would have been really bad news.
I'm glad you didn't say that.
You dodged the bullet.
I dodged the bullet by not saying that.
Oh, my God.
Do we eat female turkeys?
What?
Do we eat female turkeys? Or do we only eat male turkeys?
I eat male turkeys all the time. Unless they're Christina Hendricks. Literally.
Oh, my God.
Emily. Are you eating male or female turkeys?
I don't really know, actually, but apparently.
Maximum chillage.
What?
They have really good vision.
These are pretty lamest facts.
I like to know that my turkey could have seen death coming.
did Donald? Oh my God! Get right out of here. What?
Oh my gosh!
Emily, what?
I don't know.
The soundboard's getting funky. Yeah, that's the best facts you had.
Oh, here you go. A turkey's gender can be determined from its weapon.
By its what?
That's how you determine.
Emily, you're not allowed to determine other turkeys' genders nowadays. It's really wrong. You're going to do trouble.
Oh, my God.
Emily, you're canceled. Yeah, done. You know what, Emily? I got to let you go. We got to move along here. We got some new music to get to. I got TV Party. They sent me a really nice record. I have it at home. I haven't opened it up yet, but...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, yeah. All right, thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks for being
you.
Here.
Thank Bye. You, Emily.
We love you. You're a lot of fun.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
All right, bye, Emily. I like to say that was fun, but it wasn't. So we gotta let you go. We gotta get you out of here.
That hurt.
Roasted like a turkey.
No, I just. I love Emily. She's a lot of fun. Emily Ewing, everybody, claps. Round of applause for her. We love you. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna get to some new music here on the show, and then we gotta move things along. So I don't really know what to say. Boys, what do you think?
Yeah, let's keep it moving.
Yeah, let's
grooving.
Keep it moving. Yeah, let's go.
And keep it oiled.
Yeah. Have you heard of TV Party? Good band.
The name sounds familiar. That was square. That was real square.
All right. Look, we got a new segment.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. No problem. We got a new segment that we're going to be playing later on. It's on a Tarith Evan. It's going to be a new regular thing that we're going to be rotating in and out throughout the season. It's going to be a lot of fun. Evan goes off on Hollywood, and that's pretty fun. Up next on the show, we have TV Party with their new music, new song, actually, Caroline on Indieland Radio.
Check out the new single Caroline off the new album by TV Party. Cool. Available now on all major streaming platforms.
That was good.
Thank you, boys.
You're done.
He's Hollywood.
Bye-bye.
He's stepping out.
Yeah, you're trash.
It's On a Tear with Evan.
Next on Andyland Radio.
Summertime is the time I like to get high with you.
say you love me, bye. Baby, come and say you love me, bye. Baby, come and say you love me, bye. Promise that I'll make you mine tonight. Shawty, I don't really care. We could get drunk in the back of the trunk. You a perfect 10, no gas, no pump. Sipping on rum, baby, we young. Shawty, don't ever tell me that you're done. Cause I wanna get a little taste, don't run. Shawty, you gorgeous, girl, you should know this. I got so many things I never told you, hold up.
Summertime is the time I like to get high with you. It's true. Fuck with me, trip with me. Let me spend my days with you. Summertime is the time I like to get high with you. It's true. Fuck with me, trip with me. Let me spend my days with you.
You're done.
He's Hollywood.
Bye-bye.
He's stepping out.
Yeah, you're trash.
It's On a Tear with Evan.
I wish they would make a white man a Shevitz. It's just, white wine's more agreeable for me. It just goes down easier.
You know, how does the sommelier know if you're Jewish? You ask for the Concord grape. All right, we got to move it in.
Like Africa, Somalia. Okay, we're one.
Sure, we're talking Parker Posey. What's your favorite Parker Posey movie? Fun trivia fact. She was in Armistead Maupin's Tales of the City.
I'm not retarded.
With Laura Linney, who I love.
Yeah, I love the big C. And that doesn't mean cunt, it means cancer. Yes, I love Laura Linney and how even though she's, I don't know, how old is she, 54? She looks like an 11-year-old doll.
She's an Ozark.
Like a plastic cat, like a Cabbage Patch kid, Laura Linney. Yes, I have the big C, the big cancer. I'm going to start smoking and I'm on HBO and I'm a Cabbage Patch kid. Yeah, back to the patch because that's where I'm going when I die of cancer. My teen is just starting to act out. I'm Laura Linney. I give it all to every performance. A real actor's actor.
I can't.
And with a name like Laura Linney. Like, Meryl Streep, the most pedestrian. Okay, when people say the greatest actress of the last 50 years. Okay, that is the most pedestrian, easy. I've never seen a movie, but I know Meryl Streep. She's the greatest. No, okay. Julianne Moore, that's obviously the obvious choice. Laura Linney,
okay,
in the top 10 to take that spot. No. Here's a quote from my brother's ex-boyfriend who I was friends with.
Okay.
You know, up until recently. Okay,
I don't want to hear it. Second Parker Posey movie. Is she like?
The greatest movie and quite possibly the greatest love story of all time. You've Got Mail, where she plays Patricia Eden, Tom Hanks, a.k.a. Joe Fox, a.k.a. NY152.
She was Patricia Eden?
She, no. Yes! And they're stuck in the elevator. And no. She's like, here.
Yeah. No.
Oh my God, yes! I mentioned there's a fake New York Magazine framed on the wall in like one of the first scenes when NY152, Joe Fox, Tom Hanks. Okay, let me finish because me and my best friend Erica.
Okay, I don't care.
No, you need to listen to this. Okay.
Wrap it up. We got a minute.
Erica, my best friend and my my second favorite import from the Bronx after Lowman's.
Oh my God.
R.I.P. We email about you've got mail. YGM is the slang for it.
The slang on the street.
That's right. The e-slang. Yeah. Weekly. I will be rich one day from have a tour bus is just like for Sex and the City, but you've got mail.
Are we done yet?
Yeah, you're done. You're done. Yeah, you're trash. Yeah, you're done. Got to go. I gotta go. Got to go.
He's loud. He's Hollywood. He's stepping out. It's On a Tear with Evan. CITR 101.9 FM. We asked you to describe Andrew Willis, and you answered. He's a a liberal f**ktard. Sassy. Oh, and gay as f**k. But wait, there's more.
Okay, that's enough.
Making you feel smarter and happier. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on andylandradio.com.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Andrew Willis, and this is Andyland Radio. We are here in studio with Laverne, my lovely friends Max, Jeff, and Furby.
What's up?
This is it. This is all.
Yeah.
We did a fun show. We hung out with Ben de la Creme. We had Evan in studio. That was a blast. And Emily Bronstein, a.k.a. Eileen Warnos, a.k.a. Emily Ewing. Emily, I love you. Your hair does look like Eileen Warnos sometimes. I'm sorry.
Wow.
She's probably upset. She's probably going to call into the station. Emily, call in right now if you can hear me. And fight.
This is the real test of a friendship.
I know. Emily, I'm waiting for you.
Yeah, waiting for that call.
Call into the station. Boys, you have a lovely album out. It's called Yarrow. Evil Thoughts. We play that on tonight's show. And you have a music video for Evil Thoughts on YouTube. Everyone check it out, please.
Oh, she's phoning in.
Emily. Emily.
She's back.
Emily Bronstein. Are you there?
What the hell?
Yes. You look like Eileen Warnos.
I hate that. And I told you several times to not do that.
Okay, well, you know what? I'd still do Out of Bed and make out with you and Christina Hendricks. So how's that?
What?
maybe listen to some Post Malone while it's happening.
That is a good Christina Hendricks makeout track.
Sure is. Max, you're saying you have a friend that always listens to Circles by Post Malone.
I think it's Circles. If it's not Circles,
yeah,
he's going to be very upset.
What's his name? Harder?
Hayden.
Hayden.
Phone in.
Harder.
No, I don't. Is it Circles? Phone in Hayden. If you're listening, he's not going to phone
no,
in.
No,
he's not a real friend like you, Emily. He's not a real friend like you,
Emily. You are a real friend. We love you so much.
Emily.
Emily Bronstein.
I love it.
Emily has big giant breasts.
Okay.
I'm trying to serenade you. This is Barry White playing, so it got me in the mood. You do have really nice breasts.
This has turned into an erotic episode.
I know. I don't know why.
Is every episode this erotic?
It pretty much is. I don't know. It's the booze, it's the boys, it's the mood. The lack of any sexual interest from men towards me. It's weird. It's the porn society we live in. Emily, do you have anything you want to say to me in the 2 minutes we have left together?
You're wonderful. You're all wonderful.
Yeah, go on. I want to hear more.
Great show. What?
Damn good show. Every show is.
You, of course, you're very smart and many leather-bound books.
Oh, wow. Anything you want to say about Max? He's a cutie.
Don't say. Do you know what? Let's let you know.
Obviously kosher because they're all. Everyone in here is shackled up.
You know,
like every straight person on the planet, they're all shackled by love.
I know. I do have something to say. I love your guys' names. I think they're hilarious.
Oh,
you like
yes,
good names?
Yes, we made it. Thank you,
wait,
Emily.
Sorry, Emily. What did you say you like?
Just all of your content on Instagram is quality.
Yeah,
quality.
It's damn good. It's all. Yeah. Who does all your memes, by the way?
It's Max.
No, I think it's but like the spirit.
We all contribute.
Before I make a meme,
it's mostly it's Max.
Emily, I'm going to let you in a little secret. Before I make a meme, I light five candles and I put them around me in a circle, and I summon the spirit of Furby and Jeff, and they're physically in me. But not physically, like spiritually in me.
Maximum chillage.
All the time, every time. Emily, if you want to check out Laverne, you can do so November 16th at CBDBs. I don't know.
CBDBs.
Yeah.
Whoa, we said that once. Can we do that one more time, Andy?
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. November 16th at
CBDBs.
There you go. November 23rd at the Astoria. Please, they're on all major streaming platforms. Yarrow, you can find that album.
Tidal. Thoughts,
check Tidal, Deezer.
Yeah, check it out. Tidal.
The works. Emily, it's been fun talking to you. All my other friends here that are listening, I love you very much too. And it's time for us to bounce. It's time for us to get out of here. I gotta bounce. What are you boys gonna do? You guys gonna bounce out of here too?
Yeah.
Who's giving it?
Unless we go to the pit.
Yeah,
let's go to the pit. And get lit.
Go to the pit, get lit.
Is that why it's called the pit?
Because you get pit and lit.
And lit all at the same time. It's
and
a lot of fun.
It's self aware.
Yeah, it's self aware. It's aware of what it is. It's an UBC institution.
Well, you know what? It's time to get out of here. If you want to catch more episodes of the show, you can always do so. Go to andylandradio.com. They're all there. And as I always like to say to you, good night, sleep tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is broadcast and taped live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit andylandradio.com. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance provided by Anna Rose Carrico, Madeline Taylor, Alex DeBoer, Jasper Sloan Yip, Tanner McColeman, and Dora Duber. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks.